Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we have a new named storm on the way. It's Storm Dara, according to Met Éireann, and they've issued a status orange wind warning and some other status yellow warnings. We're going to see heavy rain and strong winds. So the problems in the main will be experienced by counties Kerry, Clare, Galway, Mayo, Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal. That's where the status orange wind warning will be in effect from 10 o'clock tomorrow night until 9 o'clock on Saturday. But there will be heavy rain and strong winds right across the country from this afternoon and into tomorrow. The first warning, the yellow warning, is coming into effect this afternoon for Kerry from midday until 6 p.m. Then also we have some status yellow wind warnings in Clare, Galway, Mayo, Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal from 1 o'clock this afternoon until 9 o'clock tonight, and then some of those counties moving into orange. So that's Storm Dara, which is on the way, and Met Éireann is warning about falling branches, localised debris and difficult travelling conditions. So no doubt there'll be more details emerging as we get more information on Storm Dara. Now though, parties have lined up their negotiation teams as the early stages of government formation gets underway. This morning, the Social Democrats will meet Sinn Féin, while the party will also hold talks with Labour tomorrow and Fianna Fáil in the coming days. Now, as those groups begin to suss each other out, how long is reasonable for the rest of us to wait until a new programme for government is agreed and the 34th Dáil is up and running? Let's talk about all of this now. We have Ken O'Flynn, who's Chair of Independent Ireland and TD for Cork North Central, Rose Conway-Walsh, Sinn Féin TD for Mayo, Billy Kelleher, Fianna Fáil MEP for Ireland South, and Mick Clifford, who's a special correspondent with the Irish Examiner. And Billy Keller, I'm going to start with you. Just when we hear about Fianna Fáil reaching out to independents, do yourselves and Fine Gael not need to put your heads together first and decide where you're going with this before Micheál Martin starts making eyes at the independents unilaterally?
Well, I think all parties will be making eyes, being truthful. I mean, we have to first and foremost look at the numbers. The numbers are as they are. No two parties can form a majority. So you have to work from that with that in mind. So there will be discussions, first and foremost, to see what people would be interested in further discussions. But I mean, it's a very early stage at the moment. But look, we also have to accept that we do need to engage with others to make sure they give a stability for the next 5 years.
I get that, and I know you need to have conversations. But because now Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, it seems, will certainly come together, like, is there any point in Micheál Martin doing deals with independents when actually that has to be ratified by Fine Gael?
Well, nobody's doing deals at the moment. What they're doing is having exploratory talks and discussions with various independents, independent groupings, to see whether or not they would be interested in getting involved in supporting a government. I assume then at that stage that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael would sit down, they would discuss a programme for government, and they would engage with the independents then as well around that to ensure that everybody going into a programme for government would be signed up to it for 5 years.
But and do you know, has there been a conversation between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael about who they want to do business with? Or do you say in Fianna Fáil say, well, look, we have more seats, so we get to decide who the third leg of this is?
No, I mean, it would be primarily based on policy. So, I mean, like, the idea would be that Jack Chambers would engage with his counterparts in Fine Gael. They would engage with independents and other parties. Other parties will obviously very quickly probably say they're interested or not. And then you start discussing with those that are genuinely interested in exploring further in supporting a government. I mean, I don't see that there's any, you know.
But you're assuming Fine Gael consent here.
Well, we're not assuming anything at the moment. But I mean, Jack Chambers has been appointed. He will enter into discussions with Fine Gael. He will also engage in discussions with independents and others. Fine Gael will equally be doing the same thing, I'm quite sure. I don't speak for them, but I'm sure they would.
Yeah, well, so we did. You know, we asked them to be with us here this morning and yesterday. They don't have anyone available to us, so we can't ask them. But I'm just interested to know whether you're going ahead unilaterally in Fianna Fáil with these engagements with other parties, and then you expect Fine Gael to say, oh, yeah, that's fine, Micheál. We'll do your bidding.
Well, I'm quite sure that if another party was not, content with support from certain people, well, then obviously that would be an issue. But that hasn't arisen yet because, I mean, it's only very early exploratory talks. Micheál Martin and Simon Harris are heading to Edinburgh in the next number of days. They will be discussing issues continually. They're both in the government together still at the moment. There's very cordial discussions going on between them. Micheál Martin has been given a mandate by the Fianna Fáil party to enter into discussions with other parties in terms of government formation. Jack Chambers will be involved in terms of
heading up the team. And listen, just on that, Micheál Martin said he sounded out a number of independents, and we have this regional group of independent TDs now formed. They seem to be the front runners in all of this. Has Fianna Fáil no interest in speaking to Independent Ireland?
I wouldn't say that Fianna Fáil has no interest. I mean, Fianna Fáil will engage with all independent groupings. There will be discussions right across the entirety of the political spectrum.
Would you say is it fair to say the regional group, the newly formed group, that they are the front runners now?
I think it would be unfair to say anything being truthful, because that would be just wrong, and it would be discourteous to negotiations. It would be disrespectful to negotiations to rule people out before you even discuss matters with them. So there will be general engagement, and it's at the very early stages. Well, you know, ballot boxes just closed, you know, last Friday night, and we have to get policy right as well. I mean, it's all very fine to talk about the actual formation of the government, and the obsession will be with the numbers in terms of ministers and rotations and all of that. But if you don't have policy from the very start, well, then straight away you have difficulties, and that is the key issue here. So we have to take our time, get it right, and the people that will sign up to support the government or be involved with making the majority will have to be bought into, will buy into the programme as well. Otherwise, you have difficulty straight away.
Right. Well, Ken O'Flynn is with us now. And Ken, I was going to say to you that the Michael Lowry-led crew seem to have stolen a march on you here, but Billy Kelleher seems to say that the door is still open to Independent Ireland. Do you think that Michael Lowry's crew are in pole position?
Good morning, first of all, and good morning to the rest of the panel. Whether Mr. Lowry is in key position or not is irrelevant to me and my organisation. We've said from day one, actually we've said prior to this election, that we're open to doing business. We're open to all our policies, documents being scrutinised by every party, and our door is open for discussion. Mm-hmm. So who's in pole position to really discuss with is none of my business.
And has anyone come near you yet, Ken,
Mr. Martin and the rest of us and the rest of his team are interested in discussing anything with us. Equally, if any other party is interested in discussing a programme, I'm trying to put a programme together that would suit all of us and align all of us. We're open for discussion, and our doors are open. And we've said that from day one.
Yeah, and have you heard from Micheál Martin?
No, I haven't. No, Mr. Martin didn't even shake my hand at the election count when I was elected for North Central. And of course, our counts were in the same place. But,
right, that's not a great sign, is it?
Well, no, I didn't expect him to shake my hand anyway.
But it depends. Look, did you have the hand out, Ken?
Did I have my hand out? My door is always open to everybody, Claire. Everybody. And I try to help everybody. So my hand is always extended. Yeah. I don't believe in being bitter with anybody or being nasty to anyone or being offensive to anyone. I don't think that gets you anywhere.
Yeah,
the one thing I've learned in my experience of life.
You're probably right there,
Ken. Unless you talk to everybody, unless you are willing to sit down and negotiate with people, you will never achieve anything.
Billy, what's going on there now? So Micheál Martin has had contacts with independents, but not with Independent Ireland and Ken's group.
Well, as I said, it's at the very early stages. There will be the discussions, or there will be contacts with all groupings that are in interest. I believe there will be, yes, because there's a duty on everybody inside the Dáil to come forward with their ideas in terms of how a government would be formed and in terms of the policies that would underpin that government. So that would mean engaging with various political groupings, because what you want to do at the end of the day is have the most cohesive group of people between the parties and independents supporting the programme for government.
But there's only 4 Billy in Independent Ireland. Is that not enough?
Well, I mean, if the programme for government is comfortable with their policies and their views, well, I mean, that would be a matter for the broader discussions. Yes, 4, 5, 6, but you want to have a good buffer. And the reason you want to have a good buffer is because otherwise you have uncertainty from the word go. Like, mm-hmm. you have to take it well beyond the 88. Otherwise, you're in difficulty straight away. It can be very, very tight. Anything can happen. And that just puts pressure on governments, particularly when they're making big decisions.
Well, this is why the regional independent group looks so attractive to you now, because it's got eight. Like, the number is pretty much perfect, isn't it? And Michael Lowry and Verona and Marion Harkin and Sean Canny, that group.
Yes, and some of those people were involved previously in supporting governments and were involved in governments. So there's experience there, and I accept that. But I mean, the issue here is that if you have to form a government, you should at least engage with all people that are expressing an interest in potentially supporting that government or being involved in it. I think that would be the obvious thing to do and the respectful thing to do, bearing in mind we all talk about mutual respect of mandate.
And Ken, is there any chance that Independent Ireland might coalesce or join forces in some way with the regionals?
Look, as I've said already, and we've met with many like-minded independents and spoken to a lot of groups in the last number of days. And as I've said, our door is open to everybody, to talk to everybody and to see if there's a cohesion between all of us. And if there's a synergy that meets our criteria for support, that's available to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But it's looking at our manifestos, it's looking at policies, it's saying, can we get something over the line? Can we agree on something? And of course there's areas for compromise.
You wouldn't rule out doing a deal, Ken, sorry to cut across you, with Michael Lowry and Verona and these people.
Look, we have a lot of respect for our fellow independents across the board. Some of us come from different backgrounds or come from different ideologies, but it's only by working with people where you'll achieve something great together. Because you have to have all boats must sail in the right direction. There's no point of being at loggerheads because I don't like what this person said about me in 1982 or I don't like what this fella said about me in 1997. You know, you have to be working together with people. You have to be bringing some sort of synergy and you have to remember that you're working for a greater cause.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the people of Ireland.
Yeah, well, you see,
you're working for.
The more numbers you bring together, the greater risk you have that it won't last. You know, and if Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael only need around eight.
Well, equally, the argument can be made, the more numbers you bring together, the more chance of it lasting, because there is the buffer, as Billy Kelleher just said, there is a buffer system that there's a lot of people to support this government, even if you may lose one or two along the way.
Now,
so there's equally an argument for and against that.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Now, Rose Conway-Walsh with us as well from Sinn Féin. Good morning to you, Rose. Thanks for being with us on the programme. I had your colleague Louise O'Reilly here yesterday and I was asking her, and no matter how many times I asked her this question, she wouldn't tell me that you would engage with Fianna Fáil, that Sinn Féin would approach Fianna Fáil about government. And then later in the day, Mary Lou MacDonald said she would contact Micheál Martin. And my question to you is, like, you're calling for this general election for 4 years, but you don't have a party line on these big issues. Like, you'd forgive people for being befuddled by Sinn Féin's position.
Good morning, Claire. Well, we met yesterday for the first time with our 39 TDs here in Leinster House, the largest number of Sinn Féin TDs that were ever returned. And we had a very full discussion on how we were going forward. And Mary Lou MacDonald has always made it clear that she will talk to anybody. We have a mandate from over 400,000 voters, and we take that very seriously. So
but
what
that's
we've
why
done
I was saying to Louise yesterday, you should be banging the table and saying to Micheál Martin, you should be talking to us because of this mandate. But Louise didn't seem to think that that was what you would do. Now, was it decided at the parliamentary party meeting that, yes, Mary Lou, you should go out there and say to Micheál Martin, here we are, we're ready, let's try and work this out?
Well, our stance hasn't changed in that we talk to anybody, and I think we owe it to the people who elected us to deal with the issues that were raised with us on the doors and to put forward a programme for government, and that's what we are doing. We have very strong policies, robust policies that we have rolled out over the last number of months. People knew what they were voting for. And in relation to Fianna Fáil, I think Fianna Fáil need to own what they are doing at the moment. Fianna Fáil have excluded us and Fine Gael have excluded us. Now they need to own that, and they need to own it in every corner of the country, and they need to own it certainly in rural Ireland as well. What it looks like is that Micheál Martin is intent on bringing Fine Gael in as a junior partner. Now I believe believe that that is absolutely the worst possible outcome for people in Mayo and for people across this country.
Billy, what do you say to that?
Well, I mean, again, I wasn't going to expect anything that would be proactive in terms of Sinn Féin being positive about anything. I mean, you know, they're talking about junior coalition partners and everything else. Micheál Martin is very clear in this. A programme for government will be put together. We will be talking with Fine Gael. We'll be talking with Fine Gael in mutual respect and trying to ensure that we have a strong government in place. And the idea that, you know, we should engage with Sinn Féin, why shouldn't we engage with Fine Gael just as much? I mean,
but you're not engaging with Sinn Féin at all.
But the point is, we'll be engaging with Fine Gael. Like, are we to engage? Are we to have everybody in government? Is that the idea, Rose? Like, we can't have everybody in the government. The purpose of government, the purpose of elections, is for people to make decisions and to implement the policies thereof. And Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are just short of a majority, and we will in enter into discussions with people that may be interested in supporting or being involved in that to create a majority. It's a very straightforward concept. And the idea that Sinn Féin has an automatic entitlement to be ahead of anybody else, I don't accept.
Billy, could just come in there, Claire? What I would say is that, when you look at the situation, Billy talked about policy earlier on. Now, there's been absolutely huge policy failures in housing and in health, disability cares, and in other areas. What's happening now, the very firm decision that Fianna Fáil are making, let's be clear about it, it has very long-term consequences. First, you had Fianna Fáil propping up Fine Gael in the confidence and supply. Then you will have two coalitions. If this continues to go forward, you will have two coalitions with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. I really don't think that Fianna Fáil can then step back from that, come another election and say, well, we are anyway is different. You know, you just may as well be the one party going forward. But I would go back to the thing that I think is the worst possible outcome. It's more of the same that hasn't tackled the real issues that are impacting on workers and families and communities. And I just think that is a failure in itself.
We had an election last Friday. We had a count Saturday and Sunday, and the people spoke and they returned Fianna Fáil as the largest party in the Dáil. So, like, you can't reject the fact that the public did endorse Fianna Fáil to be the largest party, and therefore they would have also supported their policies. Fine Gael are very close to you as well. So their policies, or the outgoing government, you could say, was re-elected. So you can't reject the will of the people. They were returned.
Yes, and you're making that decision. And what I'm saying is you own it in every part of the country.
But the left are making that decision.
You're making it right now with the numbers that you have. The left have a considerable strength here in numbers. There's 60 plus seats in the Dáil. Now, it is up to us to examine all options and to respond to this politically, as it is for yourselves to respond to what you have politically, and you are making the decisions on behalf of your members across the country. So that's up to you to do, Billy. We will continue on working for the people who have given us a vote.
But there is no point in saying that you could put together a coalition with Fianna Fáil and the extreme left. Let's be very clear. They're virulently anti-European. They're anti-open economy. They're anti-competitiveness in terms of...
But that's not what she's saying. She's not talking about the extreme left. Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin, and the same as what you're doing with Fine Gael. Billy, you can look at the independents in the same way as you're doing now and invite Sinn Féin in with them. No one needs to talk about the extreme left if that makes you uncomfortable. It's the fact that you're ignoring the voters who elected 39 TDs to the Dáil. I think that's the point, isn't it?
And what about the people that elected Fine Gael TDs?
Well, that's your choice that you're making.
That is the choice. It is the choice. And it is a choice of the people as well, because Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael went to the polls as separate political parties. But you can, by any assessment, say that Fianna Fáil was very much re-endorsed, and so was Fine Gael returned because they didn't lose a huge number of seats.
Okay, listen, Sinn Féin didn't make huge gains either. Listen,
and if you want to talk about popular votes and the rest of it, Sinn Féin's popular vote actually went down from the last election.
And we've mentioned that on the programme. I want to bring in Mick Clifford, who's listening to all of that, special correspondent with The Examiner. So, Mick, do you think that they should all just up the pace and get this deal done, whatever it may be, before Christmas?
Well, I think, first of all, Claire, there's absolutely no realism to the conversations that are going on in the political arena at the moment. None whatsoever. I mean, the election's over. The seats have been allocated. For the greater parts, the larger parties, including Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, They didn't campaign in poetry so much as nursery rhymes, where they said, we'll all live happily ever after on foreign direct investment, insulated from the big bad world outside. Now, that's unreal. So what they need to do is to get into some strict-backed prose straight away. They need to sit down and form the next government. There is nothing historic about this. There is nothing new about this. They have just come out of a five-year term. I'd be stunned if Simon Harris and Micheál Martin have not already identified whom exactly they want to bring on board for this. All they have to do is strip all the silliness out of their respective manifestos, put on a policy platform and get the thing done. Micheál Martin set the tone yesterday when he said there will not be an election, there will not be a government by Christmas. Why didn't he say we hope to have substantial progress by Christmas, if not a government, and we should have one soon thereafter? I mean, there's an awful lot of stuff going on in the world. We just look at Europe, France, Germany, instability, Donald Trump coming in January. And, you know, we're not entering something new. What we have here is a kind of a Lanigan's ball where they're dancing in and out rather than just getting down, doing the job and doing it fast.
Yeah, but these but do you accept, Mick, that these negotiations do take time, especially when you have independents involved? And I know they've aligned now in this new regional group, which might speed it up a little bit. But that is going to take time to work through that.
When you say time, Claire, what length of time? I mean, for example, the policy differences between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and they keep referencing policies, are minuscule. So there should be no time whatsoever in working those out and providing a platform. Does anybody realistically believe that if an independent group coming in are presented with a platform by the two parties, other than little adjustments they might want here and there, that that's not a thing that can be done over a very short period of time? I mean, we're going to have this, we're going to have leaks, we're going to have grievances aired, we're going to have far indignation, we're going to have this for 2 or 3 months, and then suddenly peace in our time. They should just get on with it and produce a government as quickly as possible on the basis of the votes that were returned last Friday.
All right, a bit of common sense there to finish with. Thanks very much to Mick Clifford, Rose Conway-Walsh, Ken O'Flynn and Billy Kelleher. Coming up next, health insurance renewal time. Dermot Good will be with us to tell us if savings can be made in an era of rising prices. Plus, we'll be hearing more about the collapse of the French government.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.